The local all-share index ended the day up a mere 0.02% to close at 67,823 index points, while top 40 index actually closed in the red by 0.01%. Industrials and resources were down by 0.23% and 0.29% respectively, while financials had a bit of a charge on the day, ending up 1.4% on the day. It's been a good day for precious metals. The gold price is currently trading at around $1,765 an ounce, while platinum is trading just above $1,200 an ounce. In the area of energy, we see Brent crude oil steady as you go, trading around $66.60 a barrel. And on the currency front, it just seems nothing is going to stop the local currency from strengthening. For now, at least, we see it trading at 14.19 against the US dollar, 16.97 versus the euro, and 19.55 versus the British pound. Well, to take us through the markets, I'm joined on the line by Preston Narinsamy. He's a portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth. Thanks very much for joining us, Preston. I'm rather distracted because there's something making noise in the background and I can't control it because I'm live on air. But anyway, let's get on with it. Just tell us what's driving international markets today.
Evening, Nompu. It's good to be here. Evening to you and your listeners. Yeah, Nompu, we're seeing global equities continuing to rally, Nompu. I mean, with U.S. earnings season, you would have seen the last few days, you know, very positive numbers from the banks in particular, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo and the likes. And, you know, that just alludes to the fact that, you know, the banks are doing better. Just shows the on-the-ground, you know, type of recovery that's underway. And, you know, just on their numbers, they released quite a lot of provisions at the height of COVID that they kept on their balance sheet just to weather the storm. And, you know, trading profits, you can imagine with the volatility increasing. But yeah, overall, good results, stimulus helping the banks. And then on the GDP front, Nompu, we're expecting the U.S. to grow by 6% this year. Today we had some commentary from Jay Powell just on the fact that, you know, the Fed will only look to raise interest rates. The Fed will only reduce bond payments well before if it ever thinks of increasing interest rates. So this accommodative type of monetary policy is probably here to stay. On top of that, Nompu, we've seen really good jobless claim numbers. I mean, not good, but the market expected 700,000 claims and it came in at 570. So a real positive there. U.S. retail sales are really surprising the market expected for March. This is 5.8%, but the numbers coming out at 9.8%. So a real positive there. So all of this, Nompu, just really supportive of equity market.
Yeah. And of course, the local currency, that's just nothing can stop it. What's going on there?
Yeah, Nompu, I mean, it's impressive. Right? It's impressive. But even at these levels, Nompu, you know, 14.19, the rand is still quite undervalued. But yeah, I mean, Nompu, with all the money printing in the U.S., you know, weaker dollar, the debasement of currency. So, it, there's a lot of printing that's taken place there. But with that being said, Nompo, another factor is if you look at, you know, if you look at a currency, if you compare the U.S. to South Africa, and if you take our inflation into account, then, you know, that's what a currency is. You know, if you compare our currency to the U.S., and, you know, our currency literally takes into account inflation, that differential kind of tells us where we should be priced. And if you look at where the U.S. inflation numbers came out, you know, 2.6%, very close to where our inflation numbers are at the moment. So that differential, it's quite thin. In fact, that differential isn't there. So on the back of that, you know, the rand would be priced relative to the dollar because the rand would depreciate over time. But given where inflation is at the moment, our inflation is very well contained at similar levels to the U.S. As a result, we're seeing the rand also strengthen on the back of that.
When you look at global versus local valuations, what are your feelings? Would you rather put more of your money here in South African assets rather than global assets?
You know, it's a very tough question, Nompo, and I'll tell you why. Just from my perspective, if you look at the S&P 500 as an example, the PE on the S&P 500 is probably probably more than 26 times at the moment. If you look at our local market, Nompu, and if you strip out the likes of Naspers, Prosus, and, you know, the resource counters, we're sitting at like 12 or 13 times. So we're trading at half the levels of offshore markets. So my sense is, you know, you can cherry pick some nice companies here, pick them up at a good valuation, and you'll probably see a lot of upside. But the flip side to that argument, Nompu, is that if global markets are pumping the likes of US, China, and the Eurozone, then obviously, you know, emerging markets would benefit on the back of that. So if we're expecting local markets to recover, it's probably only on the back of global markets recovering. But from my perspective, I just think there's a lot more valuation unlock in the local market, given where valuations are currently.
Yeah. And then what sort of stocks would you be looking at or sectors?
That's an interesting one, Nompu. I think, you know, in each sector, you know, it depends. I think you have to look not just at the sectors, but you have to look at a specific counter and, you know, you have to examine that company thoroughly. You know, you need to look at the assets relative to the price. So I like to deep value investment. So I'll look at a counter, I'll look at the underlying assets, and I'll look at where the current share price is. And if there's enough buffer there, like if the company is trading at, you know, 30, 40% discount to its underlying assets, and if that company then has a strong balance sheet, you know, the outlook, good management team, you know, the business units are all performing well. You can clearly see the profit drivers. The company has, you know, the ability to push through price increases, solid margins. You know, that's the type of company I'd invest in. So it's not really going by sector, but looking at different sectors and then cherry picking the stocks that you believe have the best potential for growth and have the best capital unlock in their current share prices.
Your analysis on gold, which seems to be up today, and the oil price.
Okay, so gold, it's up nicely, Nompu. So, I mean, a weaker dollar, definitely good for gold. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, currency is debasing, like how we're seeing with the dollar. You know, it's a positive for gold. On top of that, Nompu, with a weaker dollar, you can imagine, you know, foreigners can pay less for gold in dollar terms. So that's also beneficial for gold. And on top of all of this, Nompu, you've got central banks that are looking to be highly accommodative. And, you know, they're talking about the fact that, you know, they're going to tolerate inflation. Again, that's another, you know, supportive factor for gold. And just on the oil price, I mean, it's been climbing, and the likes of Sasol has been climbing as well on the back of that. But there was a report released a day or two ago, you know, from the International Energy Agency. So the report just signaled, you know, heading into Q2 and into Q3, there's probably going to be strong demand for oil. So on the back of that, we're seeing, you know, this oil price kind of rally, you know, quite aggressively.
Excellent. Preston, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That was Preston Narayanasamy. He's a portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth.